It's Big Rossi's
Big Pub Quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He hosts a real quiz on a Monday night in JLT, and he gets the same questions and does it on the radio.
Exactly. Yep. That's what we do.
So if you were down there yesterday and you were listening, you might be winning right now if you're on the phone.
Now, Javeria, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, how are you? Where are you from?
I am from India.
Nice stuff. And are you team Chris or team Pretty?
Pretty!
Yeah.
Javeria.
Of course, you're Indian. Indians stick together.
I love you for supporting me, but I think you've made a very bad decision in this.
No,
you should have gone with team
Chris.
I think you have as well. Yep. I think you have as
well. It's true.
You're up against Gail this morning. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Thank you for... Did you choose Team Fade or were you told to be Team Fade?
Team Fade all the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Gail?
We've got to stick together.
What did you say?
Lebanon.
Oh.
What is happening here?
It's like Team Lebanon versus India. This is great.
No pressure. Wow.
Rarely in real world would Lebanon versus India in anything, I think.
Yeah.
You know, this is good. All right, guys. So here's the go. There's three questions. Pretty and I will need to answer two questions.
Yes.
Okay? You guys will have to answer one question. Now, whatever teams wins, you guys are going to the Emirates Airlines Dubai Rugby Sevens.
Yep.
You are getting season passes.
Yep.
That means you can go on the Thursday, on the Friday, or the Saturday.
So it's on from the 30th of November until December 2nd. You can check out DubaiRugby7s.com for more ticket info.
If you're not into rugby, don't worry. It is just an amazing day in general. And if you are into rugby, you will love both parts. Rossi, I think you go nearly every year.
Of course, I love it.
There we go. All right, let's go. You girls ready?
Yeah.
All right, so...
Okay, over to the Quizmaster. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Rossi. Here we go.
So welcome down to Big Rossi's Quiz. Hey, give me some noise.
Woo!
Okay, guys, we've got four players here, so you need to pay attention, all right? Make sure you listen. Buzz in with your name. We're going to go to the phone first. Answer the question first, okay?
I would have gone last with the phones, but that's okay.
So you need to buzz in first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Buzz in with your name. Here we go. Question number one. Are we all ready? Make some noise.
Woo! What's wrong with them today?
It's weird.
I don't do this at the quiz, but
here you go.
In 1973, which passenger plane flew from Washington, D.C. to Paris in 3 hours?
I know.
32 minutes. This is over
Even
to the
I
phones.
Know. Even I know.
Okay. Did you hear that question with Chris talking over you?
Yes.
Got to answer with you. Got to buzz in with your name before you give an answer.
Javeria.
Okay.
Seem is pretty.
It Virgin?
Is it Virgin? Did you say Virgin?
No.
Nope. Okay, that means, Gail, you get yourself your own choice. Come on. How old are you, Gail?
24.
Yeah, it might be difficult.
The question one more time.
What airline?
Paris Airlines.
Paris Airlines. Incorrect. The answer would have gone
Concorde.
Concorde is correct.
That's all right. That's all right, ladies. All right.
Okay, let's move on to question number two. In March 1867...
Hold on. Who's this for?
Either of you, buzz in with your name.
So Gail and Javeria are not in on this?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Okay, into the studio here. In March 1867, what did the USA purchase from Russia?
Chris. From Russia, 1867.
For $7.2 million.
Oh, Russia.
I knew what you were going to say.
You thought I was going to say the Statue of Liberty, but that was a gift from Paris or France, I think. Or was that the Eiffel Tower?
You buzzed in, Chris.
Okay. I'm going to go for how much? 7 point. I'm going to say Empire. No, 1862. What? This is Hoover Dam. I don't know.
That's incorrect.
I have no idea, so I'm just going to say a random answer. Alaska.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. That was good.
Thanks.
How'd you know
Hold
that?
On. They America bought Alaska off Russia.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Alaska, Alaska, geographically speaking, is nowhere near the rest of the United States. So.
Yeah.
Really? That's interesting. All right, cool.
So that's one to Pretty's team.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on to question number three.
Pretty, if you get this right, you guys win. Go.
Luxury jeweler Bulgari is based in which country?
Chris, I'll just go with Bulgari. I know this doesn't sound it, Bulgari. I was going to say like Belgium, but I'll go with France.
That's incorrect. Pretty.
I'm sorry, Gail, but let's see what pretty gets here.
Bulgari. Bulgari. It's European. Bulgari. It's going to be Germany.
That's incorrect. Italy.
Okay.
Italy. I thought of it.
Yeah. Bulgari. All right, let's go back to you girls now. Answer the next question.
Okay.
Just over to the phones once again.
Which pop star leapt off the stadium roof in their performance at the 51st Super Bowl final?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Which pop star leapt off the stadium roof in their performance at the 51st Super Bowl final? So that was recently, right?
Yes.
Oh, Gail.
Can I say, can
no,
I do it?
Pretty, just relax.
Over to the phones.
So you can tell me the answer and I can say the answer for you.
No.
Five, four, three, two, one.
I'm going to throw it to the studio.
Breathe.
You can't throw it to the studio.
What's the answer?
Oh, we're just making up rules now.
Pretty, what's the answer?
Lady Gaga.
Oh, that is correct.
Yay,
that means
Jamaria wins it.
No. It's completely cheating on Gail.
Well done.
You've just changed the rules midway. What about Gail?
What do you mean?
But no one answered.
That's same in the first one. They both got it wrong, so we didn't get an answer. We didn't get to do it.
Okay, fine. He does next have question. A point.
If you guys want to cheat, you can do it, but you're cheating on Gail.
He's got very angry.
Well, I'm just saying, you guys just made up your own little rules there.
Okay, let's move on to question number five.
Weird.
Question number five.
So angry.
This is
I don't like cheaters.
This is to the phones again.
To the phones. Your pub quiz must be so amazing at night.
Well, you're changing the rules, so there you go.
I'm changing the rules.
You're giving the caller an extra opportunity. That was never in the plan. Okay, let's move on to question number five.
What's he talking about?
I'll tell you later.
Who married Michael Jackson back in 1994?
I know.
To the phones. Let's go.
I know the answer.
Why don't you go to us?
Who married? A woman.
I know the answer.
No, who married, not who did he get married to. Who married Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
As in, like,
she's got a famous dad.
Yes.
Who's no longer with us.
Oh.
We're asking a 24-year-old Javaria? This question.
Javaria, yes, go.
Janet Jackson?
No, that's his sister.
Who said that?
Javaria.
Chris is zoned out. All right. That's incorrect. Okay, I'm going to go to the phones for one more question here. It's a tiebreak situation.
Why didn't she go to us? We've got a higher chance of getting it right and this game ending.
Let's go to the studio then. Question number, final question. In meters, how tall is the Burj Al Arab? Nearest to the number.
Oh, I don't know. Burj Al Arab.
Meters.
It's 356.
Okay, whoever gets closer wins.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll go.
100...
Hey, stop 100, cheating.
140.
Okay.
Who's closer?
Pretty Malik is closer. 321 meters.
You've won it. Congratulations, Javaria. You're going to the...
Yay!
Oh, my gosh. Emirates Airline, Dubai Rugby Sevens. That is all yours.
I'm